Hold on. You say what?
I said, still getting sex pointers from your wife.
Oh, I give her pointers too. Shit.
I love the communication. It's very nice.
Tip.
Yes.
All
right.
Get it right there. Yeah, I respect that.
Get it right there.
That's how we starting off the pod. Hit the tip. Subdue pod. Hello. We at 190, Mike.
Yeah.
We 10 away from 200.
Hey, 200.
We gotta talk to Scott. I'm gonna talk. Matter of fact, I'm gonna talk to Scott after this because after this we recording. What's the name? Pod.
Summer sessions.
So hold on. Let me turn this. What's the name? Remote fella.
I got a wrestling thing in the background.
What you looking for, bro?
Looking for my remote? Yeah, looking for my damn remote. I didn't do shit. Oh, that's how you do it with the TV. Oh, I just learned how to do that shit.
Oh, man. Oh, it's right here in front of me. Goddamn, in front of my goddamn tequila. Yeah. I'm not endorsing anything on this podcast.
Of course not.
Because we don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck with Tequila Ocho, y'all.
Okay.
Fuck with Tequila Ocho. This is the Reposado. Shouts out to my coworker, Tim Hall. Put me on. I don't know if y'all remember, but I was on Facebook, and I said I was just up looking at like tequila videos and shit, and they kept mentioning Tequila Ocho. That one, G4, and it's like four other tequilas.
Okay.
So you know, my coworker was like, "Yo, Tequila Ocho."
Yeah.
So I got it, and man, when I say, taste wise, this is one of the best tequilas I've ever tasted. It's also something else that I noticed. I'm probably never going to drink Don Julio ever again.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know the difference now between tequilas that don't have additives in it and tequilas that do. Tequilas that have additives in them are syrupy and sweet.
Okay.
And that's when you get the hangovers and shit.
Huh?
This ain't syrupy and sweet.
Okay. Shout out to Ben. He's a tequila connoisseur.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. I got to mess with the G4 and the for Rosa or some shit.
Yeah.
It's a couple of them. But that right there, that's a nice sip, my man.
Okay.
I love this tequila. And after the day I needed it, today's been a long day, and I'm glad to be potting because work day was a long work day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But 190, man, we 10 away. So that means
that's dope.
If we do March would be 200 episodes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and see what's up. But March would be 200 episodes, man. That's dope. We definitely got to try to do something for that.
For sure.
How's life, Mike?
Hey, man, it's fucking snowing outside, bro. This shit weak.
Nick.
This shit weak as hell, fam.
It is winter wonderland outside.
We went a whole month of December with not a nothing. And winter said, hold my beer. I got y'all.
Hold on. I'm in this bitch. Yeah,
I honestly, bro, like getting older now, fam, just snow sucks. I hate the snow, fam. Like clearly, obviously, when we was shorties, yeah, we love the snow. But this is one of those adult things, like growing up, like it's overrated as hell. Overrated.
Snow is not for old niggas.
This shit is overrated as hell, bro. I can't believe I love to go outside and play in this shit. Like, no. This is one of the like things like when you looked at as a kid, you was like, man, yo, that's lit. I can't wait to be an adult. you know what I'm saying, to do this shit or do that, bro, or
wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, wrestle in the snow and all that shit. Now weak, it's like, nah.
This shit weak as hell, fam. So
this ain't that fun.
It's out here. It's crazy outside right now, man. But you know, y'all stay safe and
you
all
have
of
to
that.
Shovel.
Yeah, man. This shit weak as hell. I'm like, no, it's all it's that this that heavy snow because it's like raining and shit too. So you know
that slushy shit.
That slush shit. Yeah, man. Like my back, bro. It ain't like it used to be, fam.
Yeah. I'm glad. Look. In our, because these are townhomes,
yeah,
count as condos. The association, they come in and they, you know what I'm saying, they do the shoveling or whatever. But I gotten kind of bougie because normally what they do is they leave a thing of salt on your, excuse me, on at your door.
Okay.
So when it started snowing the way that it was snowing, I was like, yo, what is all that? You got to buy our own a day? Hey, man, this HOA fee part, this buys the salt. Where is it? Like, where is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, went ahead and salted the driveway and the walkway and while I was working from home. Yeah, I don't want to do this. I feel you.
I mean, this is, for now, I'll take this. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what? I might as well only say nothing because Friday we're supposed to get like 5 to 8.
Women, what?
Yeah, nigga, 5 to 8. And I ain't talking about time. I'm talking about inches. Pause. 5 to 8, nigga. Yeah, on Friday. Check your weather app. 5 to 8. I'm not a weatherman of any sorts, but I will report right here on Some Dude Pod that we are expected to get 5 to 8 inches of snow on Friday.
Man, Tom, fam.
I ain't gonna be outside. I'ma call my family, we know a guy. He gonna be over here with the snowblower. He gonna take care of that.
There's some bullshit. Mm-hmm. But they got it, not me.
Yeah, so. But other
not
than that, bro.
Me.
Other than that, I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? No complaints. Life is decent. We straight, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I can't complain, bro.
You kind of fucked.
Yeah, my bad, bro. Yeah, I'm out here just reporting shit. You know what I'm saying? Just give awareness.
Did you notice? And maybe you probably noticed this just as well as me. But I could count on my hand how many snow days I had.
Like in school?
Like one day, on one hand.
Including school and work or just school?
Like school.
Yeah.
Growing up, I could count. On one hand,
I think I can too, bro.
How many snow days we've had?
Yeah, I mean,
our kids have had our kids, have had more snow days than us combined.
Especially since they got e-learning now, so that just makes it so much easier to call for a snow day.
Hey, those teachers like shit. We can do this shit from the crib.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like e-learning, go turn the, they had a little computer, go turn the page. Like, no, why don't you tell me what to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wasn't, I could tell you that. I totally agree with you. Snow days, you might get one every 2 or 3 school years back in like elementary school.
I remember when I was living in Maywood and still going to Prosser, and my cousins was going to Walter. They had a snow day. Mm-hmm. I didn't. You going to school. My uncle dropped me off. Now, if y'all know what process, y'all know that bridge on Central. Mm-hmm. We went up that motherfucker. Almost fell off that motherfucker. We almost fell off of it.
Yeah.
Made it to school. Handful of us in there. Teachers looking at us like, why you here? We like, shit, why you here? They ain't call it a snow day.
Exactly. See, it was technically a snow day, but you was at school and it was just like maybe 4 or 5 of y'all there. So you kicking it anyway.
So y'all ain't do nothing. Yeah,
you ain't doing nothing. So I love it.
Yeah, low key snow days at school during our time is when people barely came to school.
You so actually wanted to go to school.
Yo, do whatever you want. Yeah. We ain't doing shit today. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Or go ahead and kick it. Play the games or whatever, fam. Like,
yeah,
we kicking it. I wanted to go to school on a snow day.
Hell yeah. Did you see the viral dude that I posted up in the Some Dude group? Noah Kaniga.
Yes. First of all, his name is that his name? Is that how you pronounce it, Bang? Spell
his name. I think it's Kaniga. They spell it. Hold on, Bang. I saw a video.
If it's K N, then it's nigga. All right. K N. The K is silent. All right. So his name is Noah Nigga.
RG3 did an interview with him because it's kind of his fault why this family went viral.
Oh my God.
It's kind of his fault that this family went viral.
It's a football player.
Yeah, it's a football player. He's a high school. He's like a high school, yeah.
Okay.
When do you change your name?
I'm trying to figure out. Look, bro. Like, okay,
would you change? Like, let's say, for instance, your name was reminiscent of a slur.
Okay.
I won't name the slur because I don't want nobody after us talking about reverse racism or anything like that. But if, let's say, for instance, your name was similar to a slur, would you change your name?
Yeah, once I knew better, yeah. Like, as a shorty, you really can't say anything because, like, you're a shorty. You ain't really paying attention to your name being a slur because you're not knowledgeable about all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, but knowing now what I know, and I'm a senior in high school, very aware of my history. You know what I'm saying? So if I know that my name is similar to a slur, yes, I got to get it changed, especially if you're an athlete. And you getting interviewed on national platforms and you announcing that you're about to go visit schools and all of this shit like that. Like, you could be. Is he like a 5-star recruit or some shit, bro? Like,
I don't know, but I can only imagine. Let's say, for instance.
Dog, you can't. The sportscasters, announcers, commentators can't.
No, forget Mike. Let's not even go to that. Let's not even go to the TV part.
Yeah.
Imagine you are a head coach, a black one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at the paper like, all right, man, who's these recruits? Wait a minute, what? Noah Nigga. No.
KB.
His name, what?
KB.
KB. Hey, can I speak to Noah Nigga?
You can't do it, babe.
I was not Noah Nigga. Hey, right. The guy, if the fact, okay.
Noah! Noah!
Wait a minute. Here's a better question, Mike. What if you did mispronounce his name? What if his name is not Noah Nigga? Can he correct you? Yo, no, my name ain't Noah Nigga. My name is Noah Kaniga.
Kaniga? First of all,
so your name is not Noah Kaniga, but you just said nigga. Wait a minute, whoa. Like, look, can he correct you by saying that nigga is not his name? By saying,
yes, he nigga. Technically correct you, but it's still red flags on both of these names.
How do he connect you? Like, how does he correct you? Like, that's not my name. Well, how do you pronounce your name? Isn't it like how is he supposed to do that, Mike?
I don't know, man. I honestly don't know how you correct it. You have to get that rectified before you even step foot on a football team, and you know coach is going to be calling your name. The parents have to get involved here. You have to go down to the courtroom, wherever you have to go to get your name changed, okay? Because this is wrong, okay? This can't happen. Do you know how many times I've said Noah Nigga in a sentence? Yeah, I know that nigga around the block. Yeah, I know that nigga, bro. I went to high school with that. I know I went to high school with him, bro. Yeah, I know that nigga.
So wait a minute.
No, a nigga cannot fly anywhere, anyhow, bro, in professional sports. Sorry.
So wait a minute. A question.
Yeah.
Question. Like, what if he a cool nigga, though? Like, what if he...
I don't feel right addressing him as nigga.
Do you?
Is he white? White as hell. Okay. All right. Yeah, bro. You
got
to get that.
But you change your name if your name was near slur.
I feel like they trolling. Is that really his last name?
Yes.
This can't be life right now, bro. Who?
You can't troll that, Mike.
How? Like, what do we? I'm sorry. It's red flags on either or cut nigga or know a nigga. Sorry. Nigga or cut nigga. Red flag.
So he got to change his name to Newton? Like, what could he change his name to?
What's his middle name?
His name is...
If he got a middle name, we're going to have to just address him by his middle name. All right?
Just like a singer, huh?
Yeah.
Just like a singer, how they just give you their first name and then their last name.
That's it. He got to go by his middle name, bro. They cannot go forth.
Like, what's names within he could change his name to instead of Noah nigga? Like Noah Newton?
All right, Noah, so you got to look at KN.
Neighbors? So, Noah Knight?
Noah Knight. There you go. There you
Noah
go.
Noah Knowles.
Knowles. There you go. You own. Yeah, you own to something
How
right there.
How come he couldn't change his name to Knowles?
There you
How
go.
The family couldn't be, yo, our last name is Knowles now, or Knight.
The family got to so step in think, on this. It's not his
so
fault.
So do you think the family keeping their name nigga or kanigga is racist?
Yeah, I think they're trolling us. They trolling us, bro. Do you know how many people are going to be uncomfortable addressing him by that name? And you know you're going to be uncomfortable. Like, I know my last name is nigga. I'm a white boy. I'm white as hell. And I know for a fact that you saying my last name is going to make you cringe. You're trolling at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. They're trolling. You know that that's going to make people uncomfortable. You have to change it. You have to. There's no other way around it. Knowles,
man, it should be Knight. Knight.
Knowles or
okay.
Knight.
Oh, so they do have a video. Hold on, I'm going to pull this up. They
Please,
do have
I
a video.
I need to hear how this is pronounced.
On say how they pronounce the name. So hold on. Let's see how Noah pronounced their name. Hold on.
Sorry, have you guys ever been to Paris? It's a random question, but it's not a random. Hey, it's a random question.
I know why.
Uh-oh.
There's a song that says in Paris.
I know the song. I'm just asking him the question. I can't feed him the answer.
We've never been to Paris.
Plug.
How do you pronounce the last name?
Oh, so this is how you pronounce it. It's Noah Kanega. You say it, Kanega.
Kanega.
Kanega, like Kaminga.
See, that's the thing. It's Kanega.
There you go.
Now we're vibing a little bit.
Kanega.
For some people that might.
I can't.
So where?
Look at,
okay.
Look, if it was one G, then I roll with it. But it's two G's. Nega. No, bro. I'm not going. Kanega.
Yeah.
How you get nay out of N-I? It's not. It's no. No, man. I'm not going for it. He said nay, like Kanega. If it's K-N-I, Nega, that's not how you... No, bro. I'm not going. You're not.
What's your daughter's name?
Nay.
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 What's the...
N-A-E. His N, the I in the G is after the I, okay? That's nigga. You can't, Kanega, bro, please, bro. You get up out of here with that, man. No, bro. I'm not going. If it's, look, dog, you got to take the G, you got to take one G off, and you got to put N-A for Nega. That's Nega. Like Sega. S-E-G-A, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be an E or something there. It can't be an I. It has to be an E or an A. For it to be
so
Nega.
For them keeping the spelling the way that it is, because they can change it.
Yeah,
it's racist.
You guys racist as hell, and you're not gonna tell me otherwise, bro. And he said it with full confidence. Kanega.
Do you know the amount? All right, so here's my concern here. You saw the glee on their face.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit too excited for their name to be associated with a racial slur.
They trolling us, bang. They like, trolling us.
When I look at that video,
I'm offended.
When I look at that video, they smiling. Hey, yeah, this is our family name.
Oh,
it
yeah,
is too close.
These black people like, gonna fuck this up.
Yeah, they're It's not like when you look at that video with Robert Griffin III, you don't see the man. I know our name kind of look like this, but we want y'all to. And they probably said, I'm talking about the look in the face. It looked like they happy to have gone viral because of a name that's spelled similar to a slur. But they say it ain't Kaniga or nigga with the K silent. It's Kanega with the only A being there is at the end.
So how is it Kanega?
So where's the nay?
It ain't in there. It ain't there.
N-K-N-I. Because how do you spell, how do you pronounce night? You don't pronounce it Nate. Like, you don't, like, if somebody wanted to, if somebody wanted to say, yo, I'm naming my kid Nate, they not going to spell it K-N-I-G-H-T. And then they son go to school and they be like, Knight, no, excuse me. Mm-mm. My name's Nate.
We are being trolled.
Mike, I
can't go, bro. I can't go. They gotta change.
Right on that.
Something gotta be done there. It can't happen, bro. So that's that. You're not gonna get me. Okay.
I agree with you on that one, Mike. I think we're being trolled.
We're being trolled here, bang.
Because they're a little bit too excited for their name to be associated with a racial slur. Like,
it just can't happen, bro.
It can't. You might be right.
They got to do something with that. So hopefully they fix it. Shit.
They ain't fixing that shit. They too geek. They too geek. Well, might as well go ahead and talk about it, Mike. Cat Williams went viral. Before we started the pod, I was talking to my father.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my parents have been married for 42 years today.
Okay. Oh, congratulations.
Oh.
Yeah, clap it up for that.
Not going to lie, I'm surprised.
42 years. That's a long time.
42 years. I'm surprised.
Banks ain't surprised.
Never good.
Well, if you listened to the pod last week, then yeah, you would obviously, yeah, you would know that you would be like, yeah, we spoke on that. That's go back and listen to the pod. You know, but yeah.
Surprise.
42, but hey, but they made it though, bag. It's okay. That's shout out to Black Love. Black Love wins.
Man, I don't know. Before we get to Cat Williams though.
Yeah.
Can you see yourself being married for 42 years?
I mean, I hope that happens. I don't. I mean,
no, I ain't asked you that. I said, can you see?
Like, are you asking me currently? Can I see myself? Or like,
yes,
like,
nigga.
Before I got married, did I see myself?
No, nigga. As a married man now.
Yes, I can see myself.
Can you see yourself being married
for 42
to the
years.
Same person for 42 years?
Yes, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
Mike, my wife is in the other room. I love my wife to death. But 42 is a long ass time.
I mean, that's what you signed up for. Yeah, go ahead.
Nick, we signed up for love, fam. Now the years that come with it, they come with it. We didn't
but you said to death do us part, though.
Yes. But this might sound morbid.
So confused,
but in 42, nigga, in 42, okay, we've been married since 2015. So this is 9 years.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Okay.
So
is it 9 years? Because I've been married in 2000. Damn, when did I get married? I'm married 2018.
Go ahead. Yeah, nigga, it's 9 years.
Okay, I've been married 2018. So it's not 9 years yet for me.
So. We got 33 more years, Mike.
Yeah, for sure.
33 years from now, Mike.
Depending on what you want me to do in the math.
33 years from now, I'll be celebrating 75 years.
For sure.
Right. I can't see myself being married at 75. Because I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Pay, ask that question to where you know you're going to be alive then, okay? Yes, of course.
No, nigga, you really, hey, look, I know how I am. I know how I am, and I know how I can be. I can't see Miriam being with me for 33 more years.
You don't think she's going to put up with your shit for that long?
Bruh, look. This is what we got to start doing when it comes to marriage. For
honest conversation, huh?
Honest conversation about marriage and relationships. When you know who you are, how you are, you look at the amount of years we talking about right now. 42 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For us, that's 33 more years. If my wife is still with me when I'm 75 years old, man, I appreciate her. And I love her. But I'd be shocked if I'm 75 years old. Look, here's the thing, Mike. Because when you get a certain age, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife talked about this because one of my family members still be around her old dude, even though they ain't been together, they divorced. Uh-huh. Mike, I could see me and Miriam still talking and being around each other. I'm 4 years older than her. So if uh-huh. I'm 75, she's 71. I could see us being around each other.
Okay.
I could see us talking shit. I could see us being around our kids and grandkids. I can't see us being married, though. What I can see is, like, you know, at me at my 75th birthday, Trey, Landon, and Liam. Yeah, happy birthday, Dad. And Miriam at the table, like, yeah, that old nigga, get on my motherfucking birthday.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my ass, motherfuckers. Got on my nerves for half of them shits. Mm-mm. Come on, Mom. Don't do that shit. Yeah, that's why I broke up with that nigga. Well, why is you here right now, Mama? I still love him, but fuck him. That's what I can see at 75 years.
Okay.
When in 33 years from now, that's what I can see. Man, you get on my fucking nerves. I love him. Probably still get some ass. But then I go to my nursing home and she go to her.
My God, that is hilarious. I honestly never looked at it that way, man. But
yeah, I mean, like that. You got look. Let's not lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
With the till for rich and for poor, till death do us part. Let's not.
Are you saying they need to like lie. Just completely take that out of the like?
Just completely take that shit out, man. If you make it to 10, good job. I'm almost there. If you make it to 20, oh man. 21 though. All right, let's figure this shit out.
Yeah.
What we doing here? You still love me? Okay. I still love you too.
Okay.
22. All right. You still love me? You too. 23. You still love me? Year 24. Yeah. We're a year away from 25. You still love me?
You can tell me if you don't now.
You can tell me if you don't.
Let me know.
Right. Year 25. Oh man, we going on a nice honeymoon, nigga. We going to like Fiji or some shit. Bali. Mm-hmm. Year 26. You still love me? All right, cool. That's what I think.
Okay.
When I hear anything past year 25, but I'm also thinking like those golden year anniversary type shits. Mm-hmm. 10, 15, 20, 25, 35, 50. Those are the times you really like celebrating. Mm-hmm. You know, you have on your suit, You know what I'm saying? They you have your anniversary at a hall.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's celebrating y'all. You might renew your vows during those times. How do you celebrate year 26? Like, go ask an old ass married couple. Yeah, how did you celebrate 27 years of marriage? Shit, I didn't. How do you celebrate 30? Oh, shit, we had a whole ass party. Yeah. What about 31? Man, shit, she was getting on my motherfucking nerves at 31. 35, oh, man, we did it big. We had a banquet. 40, what did y'all do? Oh, man, we had a banquet. 41? Shit, we barely made that motherfucker. 45, oh, we did it big. See, it's them numbers between the 0 and 5.
Those be the
them the
them like, ah, yeah, now, another year.
This right, the 0s and the 5s. Oh, nigga, it's a party, fam. Let's get it's it tough. In. It's like tough. Again, like you say, you've been married since 2018. All right, so you got a little bit of time in there.
Yeah.
But it's not a was that.
19, hold on. Was that meant to my wife gonna kill me? Was it 2018? No, he married in 2016. Was it 16 or 18? I can't keep
it. Don't even matter. It don't even matter. Y'all that y'all in that number between 0, 5, and 0. For that anniversary, y'all just gonna
2016. We married since 2016. My wife is gonna kill me.
So 8 years. It'll be 8 years.
Just be eight. This is be 8 years.
Shit. Nobody give a fuck about an 8 year marriage, nigga. Like, fuck about an 8 year marriage.
I'm sorry, hun. She not here.
Yeah. Nobody give a fuck about an 8 year marriage, nigga. What about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35? Stop. It's like, what's that shit? That's the shit on goddamn Sesame Street. Yeah. I mean, not Sesame Street. What's the name? Whatever that shit that was on Channel 7. Here we go now. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Stop. All right, now we got to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
All right? Hey, because we at 35. So we're going to keep this shit going. We got to make sure. But you sure? You good? All right, cool. 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. We've been married for how long? Oof. And none of us died yet?
That's what I'm about to say. We not dead yet?
We not dead yet?
Oh, man.
That's what I think of marriage. Yeah. I think of that song. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. Stop.
Yeah.
Got to figure this shit out. We still good? All right, cool. 25, 30, 35, 40. Oh, stop. 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 We old now. You sure you want to be together? Mm-hmm. Because we never going to get to 100.
But, bang, at that age, you be like, where are you supposed to go? Like, where are you supposed to go after? We've been married this long. Even if I don't really talk to you for the day or the whole day. Man. It's like,
nigga,
I'm too old to go through a divorce. Like, we just gonna be married, goddammit.
Nigga, the lady who's in the room next door to you at the nursing home.
She gonna go through the motions.
Come on, man. Look.
Nah, look, to answer your question, yes. Because I'm not gonna be the one to do the divorcing. And I don't think my wife's going to go through.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Once we make it past 30, we stuck.
There we go. All right.
It's over.
What's the year of marriage?
It's over, bro.
That if you get to
25.
It's a wrap.
25. 20, okay. 20, I think it's
20. Miriam. Let me ask Miriam. 20 Miriam.
25, bro.
Miriam.
I got a question. I'm going to see you. Miriam. I got a question for you. Where you at? Okay, I got a question for you for the pod. You ain't got to be on the camera, but I have a question for you on the pod. Now, we married, and we have honest conversations with ourselves. All right? We have truly honest conversations, and we're talking about marriage now, because I mentioned that my parents are at 42. And I also said, don't nobody give a damn about the marriage numbers between 0, 5, and 0. Like, you know, is 10, 15, 20,
25. Don't nobody be like, damn, y'all niggas been married for 43 years. That's dope. It's like, it's the milestone years that get you. But now we've been married for 9 years on Valentine's Day. Okay. But this is being honest. Don't laugh. But this is being honest. At what year of marriage are you like, fuck it, we stuck. Ain't no divorce and none like that. Like, don't even discuss it. It's just not going. Like, what year is the cutoff year of?
Is it fuck? Oh, you I kind of had a feeling she was going to say that. I kind of had a feeling. I had a feeling she was going to say that.
Like, I don't want
no
more.
Oh, wow.
What she say?
No, you ain't hear what she said.
What's the last thing she said?
She said, we could be married for 60 years, nigga. If I wake up and I don't want to be married to your ass no more, I ain't going to be married to your ass no
more. See, I had a feeling she was going to say that.
See, that's fucked up. That shit look different. That's fucked up.
Miriam going to go. She going to call the lawyer.
Right, so women.
Miriam going to be 80 years old women. Calling a lawyer on your ass.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Because you ain't
why? But no.
Wait, what could you possibly
it ain't about a why this one.
At 80 but years old. Go ahead,
but basically what we were saying is like at a certain year of marriage, y'all niggas just married. And you it's like you go be 80 years old talking about some what a divorce lawyer at. So the question I asked was like, what year is that year where you just like, nigga, if we married, we married. Now you might leave the nigga, but you just don't feel like getting divorce paper signed.
Yeah, I don't have a limitation or a time frame because I don't ever feel like I don't feel stuck and I don't ever want to feel stuck.
Okay, well, I'll tell you no right now.
What's
if we make it once we hit year 35, I ain't signing no divorce paper. Just letting you know. I'll let you know. We get to year 35. You can do whatever the fuck you want. At year 35, if you tired of me, you can do whatever you want. But when you say I want a divorce at year 35, I ain't signing shit. You just gonna be out here sinning. No, you go over there and the nigga Greg, you know, the old white man down the street, and you come down here talking about some, you gotta sign these divorce papers, Lee. I ain't signing shit.
Oh, I'm not messing with nobody for those divorce papers.
Oh, well, you ain't gonna mess with nobody then. We'll still be fucking.
Oh, man, I wish my wife would say, I'm going to ask my wife after when she get home. I'm going to ask her.
Nigga. What? Look, I'm telling you right now. And Miriam hit 35 years.
I had a feeling Miriam was going to say that, though.
Once we hit year 35, if she say, I want a divorce, I'm going to say, so the fuck what?
I had a feeling that. But I think you said it, too, though. You know that at some point in time, Miriam might get sick and tired of your shit.
She can listen back to this podcast and she gonna hear me say,
yeah,
it's gonna be a certain point of time where she gonna be tired of my shit.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna be at year 9 or 10 or nothing like that. But if you gotta deal with 35 years of me and you make it, man, you love me. Mm-hmm. That's why I said 35. We make it to year 35. I'm not signing no divorce papers.
I'm in the same boat as you. I'm like, if look, after a certain amount of years, it's over. Like we stuck.
We stuck.
We stuck.
And I told her, like, she noticed because we've had this conversation where I said that we could break up. I ain't signing no divorce papers, but you can do whatever you want. I come meet the nigga. I sniff him out for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got, you know, me, Trey, Liam, and Landon about to go out to dinner with me and my new boyfriend. Oh, let me meet this nigga.
Yeah.
No. What you mean, let's meet him? Well, tell the nigga, come over and watch the game.
It's cool.
You'll be watching Caleb Williams playing shit in his 14th year. So you a best fan, nigga?
Yeah.
Nigga be awkward and shit, all nervous and shit. What the fuck you all nervous for?
Yeah.
Man, I'm up in here, and you know I'm dating your wife. You know, you're not signing the divorce papers. Yeah, I'm not gonna sign it. do whatever the fuck y'all want. I ain't signing shit, fuck.
This shit funny as hell.
So why you don't fuck with the Bears? Yeah. Like, nigga, you ain't no Bear, you a Green Bay fan? Nah, my wife ain't gonna date no nigga who's a Green Bay fan. My wife is not gonna, baby, you know this nigga Green Bay fan? Yes! Fuck he over in my house for a time about some. Yeah. Go Packers.
Oh my god.
You left me for a Packers fan?
This nigga fun.
These women get on my goddamn nerves. You know what she like? Like, what you mean? What she like? You know what she like in bed, nigga? You pleasing my wife?
Yeah.
Awkward ass conversation. It would be me. Yeah. With a whole ass bottle, like, left me for a Packers fan? Mm-mm. You know goddamn well I hate the Packers. You fucking him because you want to hurt me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to hurt you. You, and this nigga be sitting at the crib all nervous and weirded out, uncomfortable and shit. You know, I could just go ahead and leave. You not going to dinner with my wife and my kids. I ain't got no teeth at the top. Got no going over wife and my kids. Oh, yeah, man. Once we hit 35, man, fuck it. It's wrap.
It's stuck. It's stuck there, dog. Stuck you.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. So if me and my wife have been married for 9 years, she got 26 more years.
She got of dealing with your shit.
She got 26 before she can touch another nigga. It's like a contract. It's a motherfucking contract.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say that I'm going to just go and outright mess with some of your tenderoni. Because in 26 years? In 26 years, I'll be 68. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be tired.
Yeah.
I ain't going to want to chase around no damn tenderoni. Look at me trying to chase around some 40-year-old on the latest dating app. If I'm in a nursing home, I might, you know, knock on Tasha's door down the hall. Might walk up in here with a Sandy Gray and shit. Ali. I want to get old enough. Yeah, you know what? Just thinking about that. I want to get old enough to where it's my wife or somebody else, preferably my wife. But I want to have nursing home love.
Okay.
Because, like, if you look at certain movies and shit, like, when the old nigga look at the old lady, it should be a...
Mm-hmm.
Have you, like, your grandparents still alive?
I only have my grandma on my father's side left.
How old is she?
87?
You ever seen her with a boyfriend?
No.
It's fucked up, Mike.
Mm-mm. And my grandfather, he's been dead since, like when I was born. Right after I was born, like, so 87.
So you ain't never seen her with a man?
Nah.
She ain't never had no boyfriend?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Mike. Story time with Bang.
Not that I know of, man.
Mike, I'm gonna let you tell you about a day that fucked us up. Fucked us up really.
Yeah.
So we had our family reunion here in Chicago. And my grandmother came out from Mississippi. And it was some nigga that was friends with her. Or so I thought. They were just friends. Mm-hmm. This old nigga named Buddy. Buddy used to, when we go visit, Buddy used to always come over to Georgia. Oh, there goes your kids and your grandkids. Oh, Lee, how you doing? So, nigga, this is the big family reunion day. We in Maywood. Mm-hmm. We having a party in the backyard. And I go upstairs in the kitchen. And I think it was Vincent that comes behind me. And nigga, I see Buddy holding my grandmother's hand going upstairs in the attic. I said, man, what the fuck? Grandma! She go, oh man, buddy, let's come downstairs. I think my glass is down here. I look at Vincent like, man, was Grandma about to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Grandma was gonna go get nailed, huh?
We caught my grandma. I was like, yo, this is nasty right here.
Yeah.
My grandmother looked at me like, motherfucker. My grandmother only looked at me the way she looked at me one other time. I knew I cock-blocked my grandmother, and I was so glad. I was so glad. Buddy wasn't going to touch my grandma up in there.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, for instance, Miriam go before me. I would expect Trey, Lee, and Melandon to do the same thing. Don't leave that girl up in the house. No, not in front of us.
Yeah.
Son, dad got needs to. Fuck is you talking about? Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
I want to be old enough to have nursing home love.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You be up in the room and shit, and the kids come past, and Myrtle walk past and shit, and she look and smile. Hey, Dad, why Myrtle always waiting?
I don't think there's anybody now our age named Myrtle.
Oh, I mean, hell, you know.
You're going to see Lakeisha.
Like Lakeisha.
Lakeisha.
Dad, why Lakeisha keep walking past here? Hey, Lakeisha. Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
Look, I know you want to meet my sons and shit. Go ahead and meet them. That's Trey, that's Landon, that's Lynn. How you doing? No, you got a great dad, nigga. The boy's nose starts sniffing. What you mean he got a great dad? Yeah, I know he got a great dad. Yeah, he's so cool. He makes everybody at the home laugh and everything. He's a joy to be around. It'd probably be Liam. Dad, you fucking Lakeisha. Whoa. But you know, in nursing homes, they got the highest level of STDs and shit.
You said what?
Nursing homes have high level of STDs.
Damn.
They be fucking.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Cat Williams.
Yeah, bro. We going way off subject here.
Hey, it's a real shit though. That's a real marriage conversation. Fellas, if you are married, ask your wife how long will she deal with your shit?
Yeah.
And fellas, ask yourself, like, what's the if you are really about that, never get, like, what's the year where divorce is just off the table? What's the year where you like, look, you do whatever you want to do, but I ain't signing no papers? What's that cutoff year for you? Mine's is 35.
I'm like at 20, 25 years. 25 years. Damn. Like, we've been together 25 years, bro.
Yeah. Damn, what?
At 25.
Get at you. Yeah, so like, so yeah, y'all let us know that. But some dude, man, Cat Williams talked about everybody. Goddamn, Ricky Smiley, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer. If you made him mad, he talked about you. Kevin Hart, Earthquake. He said Earthquake illiterate. I was like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Fat Faison Lie. As a fat person, that's the only thing that made me mad.
You offended by that one?
I was offended by that.
Because
I don't want nobody to call me like big or fat and anything in the way that he said Fat Faison Lie.
Yeah.
It's a big ass bang lie. Because I'm fat. So that was, you know, it kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
But what was your thoughts, man, about the whole thing around this Cat Williams shit?
Yeah.
Definitely went viral.
I watched the whole interview twice. Yeah, I didn't watch the whole interview.
I watched it twice just in case I ain't missed some shit.
Oh, okay. So you might have more to say about it than I do, but I mean,
all you need to see is the clips.
That's what I'm saying. I saw enough clips to where I was like, all right, I've seen enough.
None of the positive shit.
Nah, I saw all the negative. I saw all the negative, and I'm pretty sure he said a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that I, you know, conversed with throughout the day, they said, yeah, he dropped gems and all of that shit like that, which is cool. But I mean, I don't know, bro. It's like, did Cat Williams just announce a tour? He's just nice. He going on tour.
He been on tour. Cat Williams stay
on
tour.
Is he on tour right now, or is he going on tour?
Oh, he on tour right now.
Okay, so he's on tour right now. All right, he coming to Chicago?
I'm not sure.
Might have to slide.
Oh, see, I said, look, I just said it. Here's a link. Corey Holcomb. Hold on. It's Corey Holcomb.
Well, put it up to the mic. I can't hear.
Hold on. I'm about to find it. They just texted it to me. But while I'm pulling that up, the whole thing about stealing jokes and all of that shit, that's low-key one of the reasons why I never want to do stand-up comedy. Because, like, everybody talk about the same shit damn near.
Is that the hardest field to, like, partake in because of the content that is said on a stage, like, for comedians and shit like that? Yeah.
Yeah, because first of all...
Okay, but let me ask you this, too, though. But, like, so... If you present in comedy, and, you know, a lot of people... As far as bars and battle rap, people in battle rap claim, like, yeah, I use that bar in battle rap, or
yeah, see,
I get the same shit.
Yeah, so okay. Look, when we was doing Laughing Insanity, me and Jay Washington, like Xavier Lamont and a couple of other people just was like, yo, you should try doing 5 minutes. Just do a 5-minute set. Go to an open mic, do a 5-minute set. And I probably do one. In 2024.
Really?
Just to do it.
Okay.
Because when we was doing Edge, like people, I guess I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not telling jokes or anything like that. I just shoot the shit. And like, yeah, that's all you need to do. But you still doing it in an intent to making somebody laugh. And when I do it, I don't do it with the intent of making somebody laugh. Don't give a damn if you laugh or not. To keep it a buck, but being on a stand-up comedy stage made me more nervous than any stage that I've ever been on in my life. Because mm-hmm. even in some cases, you don't even know what they're laughing at. They might be laughing at you because they think you funny looking or some shit like that. You don't know what they're laughing at you about. But I respect the craft of stand-up comedy so much that if I ever did something like that, I have to do it and do it right. Yeah. And plus, knowing so many stand-up comedians and respecting them, now Leon Rogers, Damon Williams, you know, Erica Nicole Clark, shit, Marvin Phipps, Smitty B. I respect all of them, and I can name a lot more. Dave Hellum. Like, I respect all of them with that craft because, to me, it takes a lot to get up on that stage and to make people laugh. Even in a day you don't feel like making people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to jokes, so many jokes be out there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's hard to be like, yo, a nigga stole a joke or not.
Yeah.
I might not look at no stand-up comedy. I'm doing my own. I say a joke similar to you. And you could be like, man, nigga, you stole my joke. Nigga, I don't know you. I've never seen you perform. How can I steal your shit? Maybe we just thinking of the same shit. Or maybe a motherfucker did blatantly steal your shit. That's why it's one of the things that's hard for me, because I don't want nobody to be like, yo, you stole my shit. All right, cool, man.
Yeah. No, we're good.
So, with that being said, the whole thing with Cedric Entertainer stealing his joke and all of that, and Steve Harvey and all that shit. All right, cool. But it was some shit from Designing Women that I was that now that the Designing Women shit. I don't know if you saw that clip. I sent it to you, but Cedric the Entertainer repeated that shit that Meshach Taylor said on Designing Women, word for motherfucking word.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I don't think a lot of niggas was watching Designing Women back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard not to get away with that motherfucking shit.
Now, I saw the Kings of Comedy clip compared to the Cat Williams clip.
compared to the Comic View clip.
Yeah, the Comic View clip. Now, I mean, I don't know, Sid. It's hard to be like, yeah, bro, I never seen it or shit like that. I mean, I don't know, bro. That one, I think Cedric the Entertainer probably got him on that one. He clipped Cat Williams on that one.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I get it. Now, let me ask you this, though. Now, he mentioned, like, Steve Harvey copying, you know what I'm saying, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mark, yeah. I don't think that was
I don't see it. And the thing is, too, like, I mean, it's one thing for Cat Williams to get on there. And he try to, like, you know, he calls him out. I don't think he's necessarily discrediting Cedric the Entertainer or Steve Harvey in their field. Is he discrediting them like they garbage? Or like,
if you say a motherfucker stealing your joke, yes, the fuck you are discrediting them.
You discredit them they whole cat, like they whole career.
Let me ask you, look, you fuck a girl and she got gonorrhea, that fucks up your whole career.
Damn, bro. See, but look, see, that's the thing. Like, I fucks with Cedric the Entertainer, bro. And that one thing with me when it comes to comedians, too. See, I'm not a really big stand-up comedian, a stand-up comic guy.
I'm not crazy about it.
I've been to stand-up shows. I've been to plenty of them. And I remember, like, me and my wife, one of our first dates, I took her to Jokes and Notes. This was when I was interning at WCI, and Leon used to invite us to Jokes and Notes on Sundays. And I used to go. Like, that was kind of like my first time actually seeing stand-up comics do their thing. And I will always, you know what I'm saying, show love to stand-up comics because, like you said, that shit is hard to do and get up there. But when it comes to, like, these guys like Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, Cat Williams, Mike Epps, I more so Kevin Hart, I appreciate what they do in movies and TV more than them standing on stage telling jokes and shit like that because I'm just not a stand-up comedian guy. So hearing him get on Cedric the Entertainer by stealing the joke, bro, ain't gonna really make me not like Cedric the Entertainer any less. I ain't gonna shame him any less because I seen what he's done in movies and on TV, and I fucks with him. And I fucks with the Steve Harvey show, too. I think the Steve Harvey show was a great show, and I don't think it had anything to do with hanging with Mr. Cooper. Like,
let's talk about this hanging to Mr. Cooper.
But I also saw the clip. But I also saw the clip of Mark Curry bringing up the him Steve Harvey stealing his shit. I saw that. He stole that shit.
But let's, as TV nerds, let's look and see if there's similarities or difference. Let's see if there's similarities with hanging with Mr. Cooper and the Steve Harvey show outside of them being teachers. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Mark Cooper was a former basketball star who gets into teaching.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey is a former musician that needs a job. Hang with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry, when Mark Cooper gets roommates because he needs to afford the rent. Steve Harvey lives in a high rise
with Cedric,
but Cedric the Entertainer is his roommate. Mark Curry's roommates are women, and he got a crush on one of them, so it's more like Three's Company than it is anything else. Sed got his girl who be over there and living with them. Steve trying to get a girl.
True.
Mark Curry is trying to get his roommate.
Shit funny as hell.
Mark Curry has an episode where he finally gets a chance to play with the Golden State Warriors. I think Charles Barkley is in that episode. Steve Harvey or Steve Hightower has When the Funk Hits the Fan. Are those the same?
This shit funny.
Or similar, or is it different?
I gotta revisit. Hang on.
Well, I gotta Mark revisit. Curry eventually gets the girl. Steve eventually gets the girl.
all shows always eventually with the guy gets the girl, though. That ain't just...
But she was fat and called Piggy when she was younger.
Yeah.
I don't remember if Mark Cooper and Holly Robinson P character knew each other as shorties. I don't remember. Got to look at the Wikipedia for hanging with Mr. Cooper. Mm-hmm. All right. With that being said, let me ask you this. In the streaming era, did Cat Williams make you want to go watch Hank with Mr. Cooper a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and revisit because I'm currently watching Steve Harvey with my wife. We watching that right now, and that was before the Cat Williams interview. We just so happy Cat Williams.
Hank with Mr. Cooper has the best, better theme song too.
Okay, all right. I ain't gonna argue with you.
Let me read this. I'm gonna read this. Mark Cooper, former Golden State Warriors basketball player turned high school teacher and PE teacher for Oak Ridge High School, later became the interim head coach for the boys basketball team, but was passed over for the permanent coach by somebody else. Begins dating and getting engaged to his roommate, Vanessa Russell, which is Holly Robinson Pete. He looked like he had crushes. But they were roommates. Mark's roommate, Vanessa Russell, was originally worked for a firm and then had odd jobs before quitting that firm before working as an emergency medical technician, which she'd be laid off from. She's the daughter of rich parents who cut her off from a trust fund due to her extravagant spending. That's different. Mm. Now, Dawna Lewis was Mark's best friend. And it was her idea that they move in with them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hmm. There wasn't a Nell Carter. Yeah. Raven Simone. There wasn't a Raven Simone. You know? So, yeah.
Okay.
It's not the same. Right?
Oh, excuse me. I can see where Cat Williams was trying to go with it. But nonetheless. Yeah. I love all of them, though. I love all of them. This is my thoughts. Cat Williams want to get his shit off. Cool. It felt kind of random, you know? It wasn't more so, you know, Unk was asking him questions about these specific people. He just kind of, like, just went into it. Like, he just felt like the opportunity presented itself to get off whatever he needed to get off. So, that's all cool. But I'm never in the business of goats slandering goats, bro, because I love all of them, man. I love Cat. I love Kevin Hart.
Can you goats get along?
Guy, can we all just get along, bro? I have no problem with any of them. Nothing that Cat Williams said is going to make me, you know, look at Steve different, Kevin Hart different, said different. I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying to win, I guess. So you still in jokes? I ain't, bro. It's what it is. But that's pretty much my thoughts on it, though.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper is currently on HBO Max.
Yeah, I got Max. I think when me and my wife done watching the Steve Harvey show, I'm gonna have to go ahead and run that back. I haven't watched Hanging with Mr. Cooper in a long time.
You know what's crazy, fam?
And what's crazy is that they don't show that shit on TV. Like that should be like in regular rotation on like.
That's what I was about to say.
Do better with the old black sitcoms, G. Go ahead.
What TV show? First of all, let me first say this. I remember when Hanging with... Yep. I remember when Hanging with Mr. Cooper debuted. Because when Growing Pains went off, it was the same setup as Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
So Alan Thicke... See? Alan Thicke came into the house while Mark Cooper was sitting down.
Yeah.
And they were talking like, yo, yeah, you know, that it was basically a transition. They even still had the Growing Pains family portrait on the wall. So, yeah, let's question.
Yeah.
What show you used to watch when you were younger do you wish that you could still see or you would like to stream and you just don't know where it's at?
See, I wish, I mean, streaming is cool. Obviously, I love the fact that I can stream a show. It's at my disposal. But I more so into, I still love live TV. I got cable. I would love to just be scrolling, you know what I'm saying, the TV guide to see what's on TV. I would love to see, like, Smart Guy being on, you know, or In the House, or Hanging with Mr. Cooper, because I would indulge in that shit. But now, you know, we always got Martin. We always got Jamie Foxx. Obviously, got Fresh Prince. These are the main shows that's in rotation on regular TV. But yeah, if I had to throw out some shows like there, like Smart Guy, love Smart Guy, bro. I want to see more Smart Guy. I have to scroll TikTok to see Smart Guy clips. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm In the House. Shout out to LL. LL, that was a great show. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me like Parenthood, give me all of this shit, bro. Like,
that's the one. That's the one I was gonna pick.
Yeah, Parenthood, give me that.
I don't know if it's on streaming. But if it's not, they need Parenthood back on streaming.
Yeah.
Parenthood is one of the last shows that was really like family, straight up oriented. Like, it was always some shit happening with the kids.
Yeah.
And Robert Townsend was giving you, like, you know, some life lessons.
Yeah, for sure.
And everything. You know what I'm saying, to help fix the kids. But I don't know what channel is streamed. Like, I don't know what who got it.
Let me see. I don't think Parenthood. I don't think Parenthood is available.
Parenthood. And they did 5 seasons too.
Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Parenthood is on Hulu.
Let me go see.
It's on Hulu. So if you have a subscription to Hulu, you can watch Parenthood. Let me see about Smart Guy. But see, I don't want to go on this. I will, but I don't want to. If you want to watch Smart Guy, Smart Guy's on Disney Plus. So Smart Guy's on Disney Plus.
I ain't see that shit on Disney Plus.
Smart Guy is on Disney Plus.
Hold on.
He said Hanging with Mr. Cooper is on Max. And it's on Prime Video. You got Prime.
You might got to pay for it on Prime.
No, I said with subscription. So if you subscribe to Prime, you don't have to pay for it. Yeah. Because that's what I'm watching Steve Harvey show on right now. On Prime.
Oh, what?
Prime.
Oh, okay. It is. Whoa. All 3 seasons. Well, look at that, Jason. Jason Weaver. Look at that. Okay. All right. But let's go back. Let's go back. Since you are somebody who still like looks forward to like actually something on TV, like,
yeah, I would definitely campaign for these like certain networks to like put these shows in like a rotation. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get BET, MTV or MTV2, whatever, you know, what's the other TV1, whatever. Let's get these other TV shows in rotation. You know, get these reruns.
Okay, so give me your top three TV shows that you wish that they was rerunning so you can watch it on TV.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper, In the House, mm-hmm. Smart Guy, throw Parenthood in there too. That's the 4. Okay. They'll do 4.
Okay.
Because all the other sitcoms and shows that I like are running. You can see them. I can find Family Matters, find Martin.
I can't watch Family Matters no more.
Why?
That shit dead. Like, that's one show that when you watch it is when you older, you like, what the fuck?
I love Family Matters.
Like, what's going on here?
I always love Family Matters.
Like, the episode when the GDs beat up Eddie. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
You know, you want to know what? You want to know why I don't like that episode?
Yeah.
Rachel got that whole ass restaurant and holding it down for the community.
We talked about this on the pod, I think. Go ahead.
Right. That whole ass episode, like that Rachel's place, that is the place that we don't mess with this. We don't mess with her.
Mm-hmm.
She hold it down for the community. The GDs went up in there and fucked up that whole venue.
Yeah.
And whooped Eddie ass.
Funny you say.
I don't like that. I don't like that show. I can't watch Family Matters no more. Like, Uncle trying to get Urkel trying to get Laura, and Laura like, man, fuck you, until like he get older. Now it's all of a sudden like, man, I'm tired of dealing with these no good niggas.
Yeah.
I love you, Steve. Hilarious. And Steve like, yes.
Hilarious.
Like, nigga Myra been on you this whole time.
And he chasing
and Myra Laura. Finding you chasing Laura, fam. She's been very disrespectful to you. Nah.
Like, bro. All right, bro. Are you right?
I give you a show that it's good. This is good white American cinema that I wish that they were still showing the reruns regularly. Small Wonder.
Okay. Yeah, I fucked with that.
And you know what? I wouldn't be mad if somebody remade Small Wonder for mm-hmm. this generation, especially with AI the way that it is right now. Yeah. You could remake Small Wonder.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at that.
Small Wonder is a very good, underrated white cinema show. Mm-hmm. You know a show that I watched and it was a lot better now to me, now than it was when I was younger? And I just didn't understand. Family Ties.
Family Ties, yeah.
Nigga.
Not mad at that.
Family Ties is a real good show.
Absolutely.
Quality white America television. Mm-hmm. You got the hippie parents,
yep.
The slow daughter, the daughter that just want to be noticed, and then the yuppie son that loves Reagan.
Yeah.
I love Family Ties now, but when I was younger, fuck that show. Where the niggas at? But now when I go back and watch it, because it's on Amazon Prime, when I went back and watched it, I was like, yeah, ain't no niggas need to be on this show. Except for the episode where the black family moved in next door and they had the KKK was trying to move them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they like burned the house and all of that shit. And the parents was like, oh my, I can't believe this. But Family Ties is a quality show. White people, I understand. I knew the cut of your jib. Watching some of y'all.
Yeah.
Watching Family Ties as an adult. Is there a show that you watch now as an adult where now you understand, but when you were shorty, you was like, nah, fuck this shit.
Nah. I like, as a shorty, I liked everything. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I can't think of nothing that I'll be like, go back and be like, nah, I ain't got nothing on that one. But I was gonna ask you though, do you think white people, when they refer to our TV, like black cinema, like how we refer to white cinema, do you think white people say, that's great black cinema? Do you think white people do that? I need to know, bro. Do white people refer to our TV as black cinema? Like we refer to
their great ebony. Nah, fam. I think the only thing they refer to as ebony is porn. I don't think there's no white person that'll go up and they, that Martin.
That's great good black television. TV right there.
That's some good they don't black do that. TV right there.
They don't do that.
I don't think they do that. I think we do that.
That shit,
but I don't think no white person be like, you know, good hey black man,
cinema right there.
Good black cinema film. Right there.
Good black film,
great black film. You know, babe, you know what I saw last night? Some quality African American cinema. Deliver Us from Eva. Oh man, oh, the show that movie kind of surprised me. You know, that Gabrielle Union. I understand where Dwayne Wade. I understand.
Oh my God.
I gotta ask a white person. Look, I gotta ask a white person. Nah, we gotta phone a friend. I need a white person. I need a white person. Yo, do you like, first of all, do y'all watch black films? Like, do white people, like, we go see a white film, predominantly white crowd, you know?
How do y'all refer to our content? I need to know. Now,
how do y'all refer to it? How do y'all refer? I need to know. How do y'all can niggas? I'm glad. Look, you know what? This has been a great episode, fam. Kanega. I'm so glad we didn't.
Kanega.
I'm so glad that we didn't talk about some of the shit that I wanted to talk about on this goddamn episode. I don't even want to bug you with this Mike McCarthy shit. I think this episode was good enough for you to not be depressed. We can talk about that shit next week.
It's all good. We can talk about that. We'll just leave it at that.
We talk about that shit next week. To me, we talked about marriage and black and white television, because you're right. I wanted to do white people be like, you know, they be looking to see what movies come out, and they like, the color purple.
Did the white people refer to this new version of The Color Purple as some great black cinema? That's a great black musical. That's a great
African American.
Great black theater right here.
Great.
How do y'all refer? African
America's done it again.
How do you guys refer to the stuff that we present to y'all?
Gotta ask. You know what I gotta ask? I gotta, you know who's a white person that'll answer this question?
I gotta phone a friend.
I know. You know what? I know a white person that would answer this question. Dan Levy.
Okay. Yeah.
Dan Levy. Shout out Dan Levy. If we ask Dan Levy, like when you were with your wife, and y'all just so happen, you know, y'all perusing TV, and you just turn on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Dan, how do y'all refer to this great African-American television? Or do you say this is a great television show?
Like how I would, like, if I'm watching something and I want to put it on Facebook, I'm going to say, yeah, this is good white cinema. Are you going to put this is great black cinema on your Facebook status? I need to know. And if you did, I wouldn't even get mad.
I would not
get upset. But
matter of fact, here you go. There you go. White people, this is a question for y'all. What is y'all top five black television movies? Excuse me, white people, what are y'all top five black television shows? And what are y'all top five black American films? Like, if you're white, do you look at and be like, yo, what's happening? Some quality African-American television here. Good times is dope black television.
I need to know, like, how white people respectfully refer to us as, like, when they watch our content. Like,
do white people, okay, did white people love the black version of the Wonder Years like black people loved the white version of the Wonder Years?
Yeah. That's a great ass question, bro.
It got canceled.
Good ass
question. That's a great question, Mike.
Yeah. Did y'all like Family Matters? How we liked Boy Meets World? Were y'all crazy about Laura Winslow or Myra? Like, we were crazy about Topanga. I need to know. We need to know. White people, how y'all refer to us? Like how we refer to y'all.
You, boy, Mike, you just ended this part off on the. Do white people love Laura like we love Topanga?
We need to know.
Oh.
We need to know. That's what we need to know. Let us know.
I'm taking this to summer sessions. I'm taking this to summer sessions. Boy, yeah. you got me thinking.
Yeah, that's good, bro. That's good shit right there.
You got me thinking there. Because niggas love Topanga.
Come on now.
But do white people love Laura?
Who are the black, like, you know, what other, or did y'all love?
Lisa Turtle? Yeah. Lisa Turtle?
Yeah.
That's the one. Lisa Turtle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, man, Mike.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
You won.
We're gonna
get answers.
We need answers.
We gonna get answers from you white men and women. Cause look, white women love Blair Underwood on LA Law.
Okay.
He was the only nigga there. But white people love some Blair Underwood in the 80s. What television show that white women watch for black men that had them drooling. Mm-hmm. Like black women sometimes drool over white men characters. Miriam!
You gotta ask Miriam. Hold on. Before we end this pod, I'm gonna bring it full circle. Miriam, I got a question for you. Come here. Mike said something today. Do white men love Laura Winslow like black men love Topanga? Because we've been talking about how white people identify black shows, like how we'd be like, yo, that's a great white movie. Do white people be like, yo, that's a great black movie? But then he was like, yo, do white men love Laura Winslow like we love Topanga? So question for you, because I was talking about like how white women love them some Blair Underwood on LA Law. He was the only nigga there. But name a white television character that you loved and a black television character that might be identical to that person that white women might love. See, look at your face. You like, holy shit, I don't know. It's hard. Like, did black women love Zach Morris growing up?
I like that.
You like Zach Morris growing up, didn't you? When I wake up in the morning and I love you. So who would be the black equivalent? Did white women love the dude that looked like Nick Cannon on City Guys? Like, they love that. Yeah, who was that white equivalent? Like that white women would love, like what? Who was that? There you go, Mike. Did white women love Stephon Urkel?
Yeah,
like black women love
Stephon Urkel. Stephon Urkel. That's
Stephon Urkel. See, look, go ahead, end us off, Mike.
Hey, man, some dude pod, rate, like, subscribe. The Barber's Chair Digital, that's where Some Dude Pod is at. And you can subscribe to the Barber's Chair Digital, the Barber's Chair Network, anywhere you get your favorite podcasts, man. Some Dude Pod on Twitter. When you're on Facebook, at Some Dude, IG, at Some Dude Pod, Mike_CHR, at JR Bang, Facebook group, hashtag Some Dude Pod. Get involved with the conversation, cop some merch. Yeah, man, 2024, we already kicking it off. Crazy right now, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are.
No sports talk today. We'll get into some sports talk next week, man. And we just gonna end it off like that, man. I'm Mike B. That's J.R. Bang. And we out.
Beat the Packers.
Yeah. I got you. We got you, Bang. We got you.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Nate Kale. And this is Some New Podcast. We out. Peace.